ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 23 टेक्स्ट 18। In this purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that the jiva, or the individual living entity, becomes entrapped by the material energy, by the supreme will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Does this mean that God wants us to suffer here? No. The individual living being has the choice to serve Krishna in the spiritual world or not. And by the will of the Supreme Lord, if one chooses not to serve him in pure devotional service, then he comes to the material world. It is not the will of the Supreme Lord that his parts and parcels suffer in this material world. But he provides the facilities for those who don't want to serve him to act out their fantasy of imitating Krishna as the supreme enjoyer. It is the desire of the Supreme Lord that every living being in the material world come back to him. Therefore, he comes personally to this material world in his original form, Krishna, and speaks Bhagavad Gita. And he comes in many incarnations also. Srimad Bhagavatam is the story of Krishna and his incarnations. Another kind of incarnation is the Bhakta Bhagavat, the Shakti Vaishavata, the living entity who is a jiva, but he's empowered by Krishna. That means he is imbued with the power of Krishna. Everyone is imbued with the power of Krishna. Even to lift your finger like this, you have to take power from Krishna. We don't have individual power. We don't think like that, do we? We think, if I want, I'll look like this, I'll look like that. We presume we have the inherent ability to move our head to the left and to the right and to lift our finger like this. But even the ability to do that can be taken away at any time. I think in this country, because it's so cold, many people must suffer from arthritis and rheumatism and such diseases. Is it not? Must be. So if you have such an affliction, you may not be able to even move your head like this. Even to move your finger like this, you may not be able to do it. So all power comes from Krishna, even the power to move your finger.
Все могущество, вся сила исходит от Кришны, даже возможность шевелить своим мизинцем не исходит от Господа.
In the material world, that power, all those powers are regulated by the external energy of Krishna. So everyone is getting power from Krishna, but a Shakti Vaishavata means he's imbued with tremendous spiritual power. That means that he acts as powerfully as the Supreme Lord. Not in every respect, but in a certain aspect. Prithu Maharaj is famous as a Shakti Vaishavata for the Palan Shakti, the specific power of ruling the world. Narad Muni is especially imbued with the Bhakti Shakti for preaching Krishna consciousness. So this means that in one particular field of activity, a Shakti Vaishavata is empowered to act as powerfully as Lord Vishnu. Prithu Maharaj is the ideal king. In this Bhagavatam, we have several stories of ideal kings. Lord Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. He is the most famous ideal king. Maharaj Prithu is another ideal king. He saved the world from a disastrous situation and established Krishna consciousness within the state. So as an ideal king, he set the proper example for the citizens also. The king, he has a very responsible job as the public leader to set the ideal example. Quite unlike modern political leaders. The example they set is not at all godly or saintly. The example they set is not at all godly or saintly. Who do you want to choose as an example? Clinton or Yeltsin? Either one. A drunkard, a lecherer. Maharaj Prithu wasn't a drunkard or a lecherer. He was a great devotee of Krishna.
Drunkard or?
lecturer. You can understand. You can understand from the context.
Yeah.
Non-part. Debauchee is the word Prabhupada uses.
Махарадж Притху не был ни алкоголиком, ни распутником.
There are many words in English. It's an important word in the English language. So there are several words for it.
Just like
in the Eskimos language, they have about 20 different words for snow because it's something very important in their lives.
Жизнь.
In Sanskrit... I'm not exactly sure. In Sanskrit, there are so many different words for water and for lotus. So in English, there are several words for woman hunter. It means it's an important thing. So anyway, Prithu Maharaj wasn't like that. He was ideal. He set the ideal standard.
And
he showed his citizens how to go back to Godhead. Now, here it's said that he went back to Godhead by the power of his devotional service. We already discussed that actually all power comes from Krishna. The most important factor in our becoming Krishna conscious is what? It's the mercy of Krishna. Otherwise, by our own endeavors, it's not possible to become Krishna conscious simply by our own endeavors. It's not possible to do anything without the grace of Krishna. If we can't even lift our finger, then how can we lift ourselves back to Godhead without the grace of Krishna? It's not possible by our own power to break out of this universe. It's not even possible to go to the moon, despite all the propaganda that we have gone to the moon. Prabhupada never believed it. He always said it's a hoax. It's a hoax, a bluff.
Prabhupada говорил, charade. Это просто...
How could they go to the moon, Prabhupada said? The moon is further away than the sun. Who will believe such a thing? Well, I believe it. I believe it. Why not? If you have to accept between believing a bunch of drunken meat-eaters called scientists and accepting the version of Vyasadeva, which is approved by all the acharyas, it's very easy to understand who we should follow. So, the moon is further away than the sun. Prabhupada would always emphasize this. He didn't try to avoid this because it was controversial. Rather, he would emphasize this point more and more. And he would say that you can't go there. You won't be allowed. It's a heavenly planet, and the residents of the heavenly planets won't let you in. They'll push you out. So you can't even go to the moon, let alone breaking out of the whole universe by your own power. Even if you could reach the layers of the universe, there are layers of earth, water, fire. You can't pass through them. You can only, this whole material world is a prison house. Literally. It means you can't get out. You can fly here, you can fly on Aeroflot from Moscow to Tokyo. So many destinations. Aeroflot flies more places than anywhere else. Pride of Russia. But you're still in the prison. You're in a prison and you go from one cell to the next. Is it a great advancement? You go from Moscow to Tokyo. Instead of being cold here, you'll be colder. So you may think, let me go to Tunis, where the sun is shining and it's warm. But you can't escape the conditions of the prison. The conditions are, everyone living here is beaten by birth, death, old age and disease. We are trapped in this material world. And what is the shackle that is binding us? That is called what? Yeah, there's a nice word in Sanskrit. Prabhupada quotes in Gita commentary. You got it, all right. The shackles of sexual attraction. So, devotees are always asking, how can we overcome this? There is the system of brahmacharya to be followed. But ultimately, we can't get free from this shackle, we can't get free from this prison without the mercy of Krishna. It's very difficult to overcome material desires. Actually, these material desires are not natural for us. Freud, especially, and other psychologists, they have taught that sexual attraction is very natural, therefore we should indulge in it more and more, and then all our problems will go away. He doesn't realize that that is in itself the problem. That is the shackle. Actually, that's We see that the more people indulge in sex life, the more depressed and frustrated they become. So how can we get free from these attractions? Only by the mercy of Krishna. The process of sadhana bhakti simultaneously develops our attraction for Krishna and breaks our attachment to this material world. Sadhana bhakti is based on hearing and chanting about Krishna. Krishna katha. Now, what is that Krishna katha? There are two kinds of Krishna katha. One is directly speaking about Krishna. What are his pastimes? How he's creating the material world? How he's coming in different incarnations? How he's stealing the butter? There's unlimited pastimes of Krishna. Now, another kind of Krishna katha is that spoken by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Here we see Prithu Maharaj is described jnana vairagya viryena, by the power of knowledge and renunciation. Now Krishna also gives us knowledge of the position of this material world so that we may become detached from it. So topics of renunciation are also necessary for advancement in spiritual life. Because as much as we're attached to this material world, that much we have so many obstructions on our path to become Krishna conscious. Now, in Bhagavatam, we find an important verse. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janyatyashu Vairagyam Jnanavai Jnanam Chayadahai Tukam. That by performing devotional service to Krishna, automatically knowledge and renunciation arise. At the same time, we are told within our devotional service, we should cultivate knowledge and renunciation. This is different to the knowledge and renunciation of the Mayavadis. That is dry knowledge and dry renunciation. Simply knowledge, I am not this body, I am aham brahmasmi, I am spirit. And dry renunciation, simply avoid, avoid, avoid. But in Krishna consciousness, knowledge and renunciation are also to be cultivated, but only in relation to devotion. What knowledge do we cultivate? I am not this body. I am an eternal servant of Krishna, the Supreme Lord. And renunciation means to use everything in Krishna's service. Don't indulge in sense gratification, but offer everything nice to Krishna. So Krishna consciousness is very nice. We don't say don't have friends. In Mayavadis, they think that all friends, relations, that's all Maya. But devotees, no, have friends in Krishna consciousness. And we don't say, give up everything beautiful. But instead of decorating your own body to try to make it beautiful, decorate the body of Krishna, which Krishna is anyway the source of all beauty. He's the reservoir of all beauty. But if we take the effort to decorate Krishna, that will purify our hearts. We don't say, no music, no. There should be music, but that should be for the glorification of Krishna. So by following the process of devotional service, developing knowledge and renunciation in devotional service, a devotee becomes powerful. And by this power, he becomes able to conquer over the material energy, as is described Prithu Maharaj here did. But at the same time, he must know that where is that power coming from? It's coming from Krishna. As soon as someone thinks, I have conquered over the material energy, he's already under the material energy. I have overcome sense gratification. I am liberated. If someone thinks like this, they're in trouble, they're in danger. Devotees should always think, I'm simply holding on to the lotus feet of Krishna, praying for his mercy. I'm very weak. There's a nice anecdote in this connection that once Prabhupada said that he told a group of his disciples that any of you can fall down, but I cannot fall down. But a few days later, Prabhupada was in the temple praying you could see he was praying very intensely to Radha and Krishna. So one devotee was bold enough to ask Prabhupada, what were you praying? Prabhupada said, I was praying to Krishna that I never fall down. So a devotee said that, Prabhupada, you said you could never fall down. Prabhupada said, because I'm always praying to Krishna that I can't fall down, therefore I can't fall down. So our process is to take shelter. Therefore, then we get the power of Krishna and we remain safe. Take shelter of Krishna, what does that mean? We have to take shelter of his instructions in performing devotional service. The devotee may become powerful by dedicating himself in devotional service. But he has to remember where that power is coming from. And if he doesn't, if someone doesn't apply themselves to the process of Krishna consciousness, then they become weak. Krishna consciousness is a science. Prabhupada would always say this, that Krishna consciousness is a science. Science means it's predictable. Just like if you react acid and alkali, you get some effervescence and then salt and water is produced. Bubbles. Effervescence means bubbles.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we're dealing with the living entity entangled in Maya. It's quite complex. There are so many different factors. Basically, we can understand that if someone follows the process of Krishna consciousness, then he'll become spiritually advanced. But even if someone is spiritually advanced and they don't properly follow, then again you can become weak. Now, here in the purport, Prabhupada discusses that Prithu Maharaj was a Shaktya Vesha Avatar. Therefore, he didn't have to follow the process of devotional service to become liberated. Still, he did just to teach others. So an advanced devotee should continue to follow this process, even if he's fully liberated, just to teach others. Otherwise, if one is not fully liberated, but he thinks he is, then he's in trouble if he doesn't continue to follow this process. As long as there is even a tiny seed of material desire remaining within the heart, then we're in a dangerous position. Basically, this material world is very dangerous. So even if there's only a tiny seed of material desire left in the heart, if we're neglectful of our spiritual practices, then that seed will expand. Chanakya Pandit says that fire, disease, and debt, these are three things. You can't just ignore them. You have to immediately extinguish them. Otherwise, it'll get worse and worse, and you'll be overwhelmed. Similarly, this fire burning in our heart, dushparena analena cha, the fire of lust that is in our heart is very dangerous. If it's not controlled and overcome by the process of devotional service, then it will vroom, burn up and burn us. Madana dahana, that's burned by the fire of lust. Another, there's so many ways in Sanskrit of saying this. So Prithu Maharaj is showing the example for us. That he doesn't think, well, I'm a Sakya Vaishya avatar. Okay, I'll go on holiday to Tunis and lie on the beach. I'm already liberated, so let me go on holiday. No. Rather, to set the example for others, he followed the process of Krishna consciousness very stringently. In this way, he, although he's a receptacle of the power of Krishna, he showed others also how to become empowered by Krishna. That power from Krishna is received through disciplic succession. Devotees, they become the carriers of Krishna's mercy. That's true of every devotee. Often we see a devotee, he may not be fully self-controlled or fully realized, but his preaching is potent. That people become convinced about Krishna consciousness by his preaching. It means that Krishna is acting through him. Krishna very much wants that this Krishna consciousness will be spread to every town and village and heart in the world. So Krishna, he manifests the potency of devotional service in every devotee. You see devotees go on to distribute books. It's Krishna's mercy is working. Krishna's power is working. People, how many people in the world want books about God? That they're going to spend their money, which they keep for meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, and gambling. How many people want deep philosophical books to read? Hardly anybody. But somehow these books are selling all over the world. How is it possible? By the power of Krishna, which is manifested in the devotees who distribute those books. But then again, if a book distributor thinks, oh, now I'm such a great book distributor, then he can't distribute anything because the power of Krishna is withdrawn. So this is the point to be understood, that Krishna's mercy, Krishna's power, that is what we are praying for. That can be received by our humble and determined efforts in Krishna consciousness. That we perform the activities of devotional service, rising early, chanting, following all these different things, to become strong in devotional service. At the same time, we realize that it's not by my effort, because I'm following all these things, now I have become strong by my own great power. But rather, one who follows these things, Krishna blesses and helps him. Then he becomes strong. So any question, please?
What is Srila Prabhupada's opinion about the temples? Well, are they supposed to be educational centers, or
what's that got to do with the class? Is he springing some kind of political question on me? It seems it's got nothing to do with the class. Prabhupada wants our centers to be educational centers. Yes. Otherwise, why are we having classes? Educational centers, preaching centers, shelters from the material world, sad distribution centers, deity worship centers. Krishna consciousness means so many things. There's a question over here.
What is the connection between yogas and sex desire? It seems to me that in Satya Yuga.
If you live in Satya Yuga, you can live a long life. So you can have a lot of sex. Of course, you might be a woman in school. To tell you the truth, I can't remember. I was probably a woman in school in Satya Yuga, so I can't say it. Anyway, if you want to find out, just hang around. And you'll get born again and you can find out for yourself. As for me, I'm going to try and go back to Bhagavad. Any question related to the past?
Here in the purport, it mentions about Swarupa Palabdhi. When it attains that stage, it can understand how he's related with the Supreme Personality of God as his servant, friend, parent, conjugal lover. Pritha Maharaj relies the Swarupa completely. And in previous verses, it was stated that he was Prabhu. He was actually a master of his senses, so he was beyond the bodily conception of life, which entangles all of us. So we're not on that platform. Our senses are still disturbing us here and there. At the same time, going back to home, back to God, it means that a kind of hankering for this, for that Supreme Lord may reveal to us, or the spiritual master, the holy name, may reveal this. So how is this hankering of the heart, how is this achieved? Increasing the desire, this Swarupa Palabdhi, that you may understand, or indications that you may understand, what is the relationship to Krishna.
In this regard, Srila Prabhupada said, first deserve, then desire. That as long as we're desiring sense gratification in the material world, then it's premature to desire some specific position in Krishna's service. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, first, anartha nivritti, get free from all the unwanted things, and then, artha, after that, artha pravritti, entering into the wanted thing, that will follow. So, artha pravritti means attainment of that which is desired. So, I brought something from London, which I think everyone might desire.
Yeah.
But you desire that there'll be another question, all right?
No.
If you're so merciful to grant it. How much could the disciple, if the spiritual master, chose not to reveal his relationship with Krishna, then how much should the disciple desire?
You mean Prabhupada didn't?
Right, in our case. How much should the disciple try by Prabhupada's writings, by his, try to understand that relationship? There's indication the spiritual master has his relationship with Krishna, which he sometimes reveals through his poetical writing.
Well, that you can see. Yeah, anyway, translate. Prabhupada's eternal position is servant of Lord Chaitanya preaching. That we can see, we saw.
But all those who were serving Lord Chaitanya preaching also had their intimate relationship with Mahaprabhu.
Well, you know what Prabhupada said about that when Prithu Prabhu asked him. Was it Prithu? That is not your concern. Maybe it was Shivananda. I think Prithu was there. He told this story. I would say that is not your concern. You may do if you like. I don't see that Prabhupada didn't give it that much importance. He gave the importance of how we should serve him, serve his mission.
Mm.
We know Prabhupada is a very special empowered devotee. Jai Prashade Pure Sarva Asha. Every day we're seeing by his mercy, all our desires will be fulfilled. Now why spend so much time and energy speaking? I mean, we can't understand clearly unless Prabhupada personally reveals it to us. So why not just serve his mission? Why go off on some tangent here and there, sideways? You asked for my opinion, I gave it. Someone else might give another opinion. I'm not very good at all these very abstruse things. There are so many very fine philosophical points.
Yeah.
I'm not very expert in these things. I just, you know, there's Krishna. We have to chant his names. We have to serve him. I didn't advance beyond that platform yet. Sorry. Anyway, you'll have to be satisfied with that. Sri Sri Radha Landanishwara are the presiding deities who Prabhupada installed in London. I may be biased, but I think they're extraordinarily beautiful. Prabhupada also loved them more than we can imagine. So many things. Once Prabhupada said that actually Radha Landanishwara, they're not deities. They're Radha and Krishna pretending to be deities. So anyway, the servants of Radha Landanishwara gave me some of their prasadam. It was very kind of them. So I thought I'd distribute some to the devotees. See, I might not be very good at philosophy, but at least I can distribute. Would anyone like some of this prasad?
Кто-то хочет просад получить?